I'm April Cummings with your latest news. A one-day delay in the grand court trial of a Georgetown man after the prosecutor fell ill. Claiborne Ebanks is the accused and has pled not guilty to causing death by dangerous driving and driving under the influence in a 2024 collision along Seaview Road in East End. The trial is expected to resume tomorrow. The Cayman Islands achieves another milestone in its record-setting tourism year, welcoming 47,884 stayover visitors in April, the highest ever for the month. Combined with cruise arrivals, total visitation climbed to 173,596, a 37% increase over April 2025. North America led the way, with the U.S. and Canada both posting exceptional results. Canada's growth, up 69%, was supported by expanding airlift, basically more flights. Canada is up 69%, supported by an increasing number of flights, and will reach its highest ever levels by December. Hotel performance mirrored the surge in arrivals, showing double-digit improvements. The Department of Tourism says it will continue working with partners to maintain growth through the summer and beyond.
It's nothing short of a wonderful experience.
After spending a week working with local brass students, the Rodney Marsalis Philadelphia Big Brass is putting on a show featuring its international performers as well as kids in this week's Brass Retreat.
We're bringing some of the top musicians in the world here, and the students get to work with those musicians, but not just seeing them on stage. They get to work with them, having lessons and coaching and spending time with them. And then the students get to play on the concert Thursday with the professionals.
World-renowned trumpet player Rodney Marsalis invites you to the show tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at Elmsley Memorial United Church in partnership with K-Musica. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. That's your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.